This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أم بعد. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah and I testify that Muhammad is the prophet and the messenger of Allah. And respected sisters in Islam, those who are here at the UMA and all sisters are welcome to come here at the UMA, and those who are online, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for coming here today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your sacrifice. And may Allah azza wa jalla make us from amongst those who strive in serving Allah, getting closer to Allah and pleasing Allah and becoming from amongst the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's topic is an interesting topic. You might have heard of this topic a number of times, but I'm a big fan of this topic and I really love this topic in particular when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loving Allah azza wa jal, understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting closer to Allah azza wa jal. And we all strive towards getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live for Allah azza wa jal because we are created by Allah to get closer to Allah, to love Allah and to be from amongst those who are true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for us to be from amongst those who are true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to understand Allah azza wa jal better. And for us to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, we need to have a better understanding of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have of Him. And when you understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, you get closer to Allah azza wa jal more, because by default you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to Himself the greatest attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the beautiful names. And I know the common question that people might be asked and the common answer that people will give, how many names does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have? Everyone will say, or most people will say 99 names. That's not right. Allah had only mentioned 99 names in the Quran al-Kareem. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited names because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited attributes. And obviously, understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as much as we want to understand Allah azza wa jal, we will always be limited to how much we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jal is beyond what we can conceive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our imagination. You usually understand something when you've seen it, when you've experienced it, when you've touched it, when you've heard of it, when you get to it. But when you haven't seen something or someone, as much as someone will try and describe this thing to you or this someone, you'll never ever grasp the reality of this thing until you see it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the concept of someone and thing. Allah azza wa jal is the creator, the master, the lord of the universe. He's the almighty. What we know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described Himself. And Allah azza wa jal made it very clear in the Quran al-Kareem, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing is like Allah, nothing looks like Allah, nothing resembles Allah, nothing is equal to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above and beyond what you can imagine, above and beyond what you can conceive, above and beyond what you can understand and grasp. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ, which means nothing and no one is equal to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever you think of, whatever you imagine, whatever you conceive, whatever you might comprehend and contemplate, Allah is beyond what you had come up with a conclusion. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the maker. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created the universe, created you and I, and created everything around us. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond His creation. Everything that we know of is based on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand things based on what you see. And what you see is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. What you touch is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. What you experience is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond His creation. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond your understanding. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described Himself in the Quran al-Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention to us about Himself in the Quran al-Kareem for us to have some understanding of Him, some understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever understanding we might have is just not even the tip of the iceberg. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described himself and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention is not even a tip of the iceberg. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by far beyond what we know and by far beyond what we understand. So today's topic is knowing Allah azza wa jalla, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned about him. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the minimal knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention about him. And obviously what we know of Allah azza wa jal is number one, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned about himself. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention about himself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about himself in the Quran al-Kareem. That's one. Number two, what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Number three, we know Allah through the creation of Allah. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his creation. And the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we see around us. And obviously what we see around us is nowhere near the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created out there. What we see around us is just what we see on the face of this earth, what we see on this planet. And this earth is one little tiny planet out of millions of planets in one galaxy. And this galaxy is one galaxy out of millions of galaxies and universe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown us something very little around us. But the creation of Allah azza wa jalla is beyond what we see around us. So three ways that we see or understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand Allah azza wa jalla through what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned. We understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned. And we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through what we see and experience from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned about himself in the Quran al-Kareem. Now obviously the Quran al-Kareem speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself in the Quran al-Kareem. And once again, as I mentioned, what Allah had described himself in the Quran al-Kareem is by far too little to the reality of Allah. And the reality of Allah, it is something that we will never ever grasp because our mind is limited and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. Our understanding is limited and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. What we see and grasp is limited than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described himself in the Quran al-Kareem is very limited to what we know in reality of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly is and what Allah azza wa jal or the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, we're using words that sometimes you say, but Allah is beyond that word. Yes, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that word. But these are the words that we have on our tongue. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself in the Quran al-Kareem with descriptions that we use amongst each other. But those descriptions are the descriptions that are there. Why? Because that's how we understand. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use a word in the Quran al-Kareem that describes him, but we're not going to understand it, then what's the point? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran al-Kareem to us for us to understand him. And obviously, as much as we try and understand Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll only understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a very, very little, limited understanding to the reality of Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ascribed himself and attributed to himself the greatest of attributes. Some of those attributes, we understand them, but minimal understanding. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about himself, he is the most knowledgeable. You understand what the word knowledgeable is. I understand what the word knowledgeable is. When I say he is knowledgeable, she is knowledgeable, they are knowledgeable, we understand the word knowledgeable. You and I understand the word knowledgeable. But we understand the word knowledgeable when it's applicable upon us. When you apply upon a human being. When you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable, which means you have a sense what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself, which is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having knowledge. But the difference is your knowledge, my knowledge, their knowledge is limited. We are always limited to the knowledge. There are things that we know of, and there's a lot more things that we don't know of. And what we know of is limited. When we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah azza wa jalla is knowledgeable, is there anything that Allah doesn't know of? Allah knows everything. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, is his knowledge limited? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is above and beyond any concept of limitation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. When it happens, before it happens, after it happens, everything. Not like your knowledge and my knowledge. Our knowledge is limited. Allah's knowledge is unlimited and it's beyond the concept of limitation. Our knowledge is based on experience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is not based on experience. Allah doesn't need for something to happen for him to understand it to happen. We didn't know the coronavirus until it happened. Now they're working on a lot of, they're working on the different vaccines because they don't, we didn't know of it. Now they start to work on it. And to another, even know what's the virus. So the point is that we understand something when it happens. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah doesn't want for something to happen for him to understand it or to know it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that decreed it for it to happen. So Allah's knowledge is beyond our knowledge. And Allah knows of everything and everyone and knows the full details of everything. And nothing happens without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not even a leaf that falls around a tree without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now you blink, Allah knows of it. You walk, Allah knows of it. Your heartbeat, Allah knows of it. Your movement of motion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of it. So the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond what we can grasp and comprehend. When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful, you have mercy, I have mercy, you forgive, and I forgive, and Allah has mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. But is your mercy and forgiveness equivalent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited forgiveness. Our mercy is so limited. So everything that we do and everything that we act upon and everything that we execute in our lives is always limited. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing limits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not confined to any limitation. Allah is beyond the concept of limitation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any form of being limited to anything or any attribute. So some of those attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention in the Quran al-Kareem, we understand them, but we understand them to our minimal limited understanding. However, the reality of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned about himself is by far beyond what we can grasp, by far beyond what we can contemplate, even understand. So our responsibility is always to believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned about himself without limitation. And that's why I always pose this question. How many attributes does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have? People always say 99. No, you're wrong. Allah doesn't have 99. You just limited Allah azza wa jalla to 99 attributes. But then you turn around and say, but Allah had mentioned that he's got 99 names. Yes, he mentions got 99 names. He mentions got 99 attributes, but he didn't say he only has 99 names. And he didn't say he only has 99 attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited attributes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited names. But Allah had made it easy for us to memorize. Can you imagine if Allah azza wa jalla mentioned 1,000? We can't even memorize 99. How many of us right now had memorized the 99 names of Allah azza wa jalla? Really? We struggle to memorize 99 names. Can you imagine if Allah mentioned 99, if Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned 999 names, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 9,999, would have been very hard for you to grasp. So it's from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentioned 99 names for us to memorize them. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever memorizes the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understands them, and acts upon them, will enter the Jannah. And subhanAllah, it's rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentioned 99 names of his. Otherwise, it would have been a big struggle and challenge for us to memorize more than 99. It would have been 999 or 9,000 names or even 900,000 names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the 9 trillion names. It would have been a big struggle for us to memorize those names. So knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem, knowing Allah azza wa jalla through what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in the hadith, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his creation, knowing Allah azza wa jalla through the Quran Kareem, as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself the greatest of attributes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the greatest names. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 99 names are not limited, of course, to 99 names. Whoever memorizes them shall enter the Jannah. We read the book of Allah azza wa jalla. The Quran al-Kareem is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran al-Kareem is the words of Allah azza wa jalla. Allah had spoken those words. Now when I speak, like I'm speaking right now, I'm speaking as a human being with a vocal voice, sound, air going through my throat, my tongue movement, my lips, makes the speech. The Quran al-Kareem is the speech of Allah. The Quran al-Kareem is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the point is, hadn't Allah speak them? This is where we stop and say, in a way that suits him. We don't get in the details of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the Quran al-Kareem. When I speak, when you speak, you and I know how we speak. We're human beings. We know how we speak. We know the style of our speech. We know the way that we speak. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in a way that suits him and suits his glory. Without going into the details of that. The Quran al-Kareem is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke the Quran al-Kareem in a way that suits his glory and majesty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran al-Kareem to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself the greatest of attributes. And part of the Quran al-Kareem, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying in the Quran al-Kareem, is for us to understand him. So the Quran al-Kareem has different components. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even makes mention of that. One of the components of the Quran al-Kareem is to understand Allah. The other component of the Quran al-Kareem is to understand the laws and the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the ibadah. The other component of the Quran al-Kareem is to understand this universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in. And part of understanding this universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created us in is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of previous stories of the past, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about prophets and messengers and previous nations and perished nations in many different verses in the Quran al-Kareem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the Quran al-Kareem about himself. The Quran al-Kareem is that book that teaches us and gives us a better understanding of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are worshipping Allah azza wa jal. At least have an understanding of Allah. At least a bare minimum understanding of Allah azza wa jal. The Quran al-Kareem gives you that bare minimum understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned before, as much as you try and understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever grasp the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never ever grasp it. If I tell you that room at the back, that room has four couches and four chairs and three tables and the color of the room is blue, this and that. As much as I tell you of things that you've experienced with your own eyes in the past, you will never ever get the reality of the structure of that room because you haven't seen it. The moment you see it, you start establishing a better understanding. If I tell you I went to Mars and I came back with a color that you've never seen on the face of this earth, it's a beautiful color that doesn't exist on the face of this earth. Is it hard for Allah to create? Is it hard for Allah Azza wa Jalla to create a color that never existed? Allah can create a lot more colors that we've never seen. The one that created all these millions of colors is the one that can create another billion colors. So if I tell you of a color that doesn't exist on the face of this earth, and I tell you this color, it's not pink and it's not red. It's between this and that. And I'll continue explaining and describing that color to you. As much as I'll tell you and talk to you about that color, you will never ever grasp the reality of that color until what you see with your own eyes. This is the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this intellect. Our intellect and our understanding is based on our experiences. What we see is what we understand. What we experience is what we understand. Now, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we haven't seen him. We haven't spoken to Allah azza wa jal. So therefore, as much as you try and understand the reality of Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond your imagination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond your understanding. But we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through what Allah azza wa jalla had mentioned about himself in the Quran al-Kareem. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself the most beautiful attributes. Allah had attributed to himself the most beautiful attribute. And every attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself and every attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ascribed to himself are all perfect attributes. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most perfect and the most complete attributes without faults. You and I and the rest of the creation of Allah azza wa jal, we have faults. We are incomplete. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no such thing called fault. There's no such thing called incomplete. There's no such thing called he got it wrong. It doesn't work like that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, for your information, we as Muslims believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the concept of Allah azza wa jal, we are the only ones that believe in a perfect, complete Lord. in a perfect, complete Lord that will never, ever get anything wrong. It's impossible. If he gets anything wrong, even if it's 0.0001% wrong, that means he's not God. What put him in that position to be God? If he's not even complete, what is he going to do to us? If you read the other religions and what they believe in their God, this God made this mistake. This God is grieving over his wrongdoing. This God is saving the entire world by sacrificing the closest son to him. This God is this and this God is that because of their mistakes. So God is paying the price because of the mistake. We as believers, as Muslims, we believe that Allah is complete and perfect. No faults, no defects, no wrongdoings, no stuff-ups. No mistakes. That's what makes him to be the Rabb. That's what makes him to be the Lord of the universe. Because he's a complete perfect. And again, I'm using words that you might think, you know, is that the suitable word? It's the best word, but it's not the most suitable word. No. Words can't describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Words can't describe Allah azza wa jal. Allah is beyond the greatest word to describe him. Allah is beyond that. But these are the words that's amongst us that we say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete and perfect. But Allah is beyond the word complete and perfect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the word of saying that there's no mistakes and there's no fault. And that's why one of the common things that we always say, subhanallah. We always say subhanallah. I guarantee you 99% of the Muslims don't even know the word subhanallah. It's just a nice word that we say. Subhanallah. Something happens, subhanallah. You hear of something, subhanallah. You see something, you say, subhanallah. What does subhanallah mean? What does subhanallah mean? Subhanallah means, ya Allah, you are so great, perfect and complete and no fault in you. That's what subhanallah means. So one word has a lot of meaning. And that word implies the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the word perfection, as good as it sounds, it's not even suffice to describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is beyond the words that we even talk about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so complete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so, and I'm using words, even the word complete, just for our understanding. But Allah is beyond the word complete. Complete is when you put something that's it, it's got an end. Allah doesn't have an end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have a beginning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited to any size or volume. Or mass, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond all that, is beyond what you could even comprehend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond what you could even imagine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond what you could even grasp. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond what you could even think of. That's why we say at the end, subhanallah. At the end, what do we say? Subhanallah. Because I can't. He's beyond this. Subhanallah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one simple hadith. That hadith, if you want to quantify this hadith, you put it as 0.0000, another 100 zeros, to give you 1% of the understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this world in front of the first heaven is like a ring in the desert. Grab your ring and throw it in the desert. What's the size of that ring in the desert? It's a portion of 0.00001%. A small ring in a big, massive desert. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this world in front of the first heaven is like a ring in the desert. This world and the first world in front of the this world and the first heaven in front of the second heaven is like a ring in the desert. This world and the first and second heaven in front of the third heaven is like a ring in the desert. And this world and the first and second and third heaven in front of the fourth heaven is like a ring in the desert. And in front of the fifth heaven is like a ring in the desert. And in front of the sixth heaven is like a ring in the desert. And this world and the sixth heavens put together in front of the seventh heaven is like a ring in the desert. And this world and the seven heavens put together in front of the throne of Allah is like a ring in the desert. Can you think of that? Can you imagine that? Your mind can't, the brain can't function anymore. It can't handle it. It's beyond what you could even imagine. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described to us just this world. What about the other worlds and other galaxies and other universe and other this and other that? It's beyond what you could even grasp. It's beyond what you could even imagine. It's beyond what you could even contemplate. That's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which brings us to the next point. The understanding Allah azza wa jalla through the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through the understanding of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conveyed to us and imparted to us. We understand Allah in accordance to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not according to your way, not according to my way. We understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood Allah, and the way the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum understood Allah, without going in the details of the matters. That's a dangerous area. For you to get too detailed about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you're going to get it wrong at the end of the day, 100%. As much as you try and contemplate the reality of Allah, you are going to get it wrong. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Allah's beyond it. If you're going to start thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and contemplating of Allah azza wa jalla to understand the reality of Allah, Allah is beyond your imagination. So that's why you surrender to Allah and you say, Aslamtu lillah. I surrender to Allah. I surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention about himself and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself. In a way that suits his glory and majesty. In a way that suits him. How does it suit him? He doesn't make that judgment. I don't make that judgment because our judgment is limited at the end of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. So we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Allah azza wa jal in accordance to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had described Allah azza wa jal with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal did speak to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did Allah speak to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now obviously if I told you how did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak to Allah, you know how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks. Allah is a human being. He speaks like you and I. He's got lips, he's got a tongue, he's got a throat, and he's got a voice. We know how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Allah. But how did Allah speak to Muhammad? We don't know. All we know, he did. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken to him, especially during the night journey at Isra' wal Mi'raj. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken to him. And then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and did you see Allah? Did you see Allah? So what did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply back? Nuran anna ara, a great light. How can I see Allah? This eye, these eyes can't handle seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's beyond the capability of this eye. You might turn around and say, but didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran al-Kareem that the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Didn't the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in the hadith that the believers will see Allah azza wa jalla? Yes, but at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the capability to see. How would you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right now you see me. If you say, where's Sheikh Shahid, you're going to say he's in front of me. If I say, where's this person? She's at the front, or my, towards my right left. Which means when you see something in a direction. Okay. So how are you going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What direction are you going to see Allah azza wa jalla in? If you're going to say Allah is at the front, that means you've limited Allah to the front. If you're going to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the right, that means you've limited Allah azza wa jalla to the right. If you're going to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is towards the left, that means you've limited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the left. If you say, I saw Allah azza wa jalla above, you've limited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to above. Is that acceptable? No, it's not acceptable. How are you going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that suits him? That's it, we surrender. In a way that suits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a way Allah azza wa jalla wants me to see him. Don't get in the details, because when you start diving too much in the details of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reality of Allah, you are 100% mistaken. Guaranteed you're wrong, because at the end of the day, you are basing your understanding of Allah Azza wa Jal on the little experience that you've got in life. So what we know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above and beyond our imagination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the great one, the complete one. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanak. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about those, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting down, lying down, and then they start contemplating and thinking of the great creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah says about them, what did they say? Subhanak. Ya Allah, you're so great. Ya Allah, you're so perfect. Ya Allah, you're above and beyond. You are beyond my imagination. You are beyond my understanding. You are beyond my knowledge. You are beyond my experience. At the end, your conclusion will be, Subhanak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how great you are. How perfect you are. How complete you are. Subhanaka, ma khalaqta hadha batila. Ya Allah, you did not create this without a reason. So we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the understanding of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had described Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make mention in the Quran al-Kareem. Like, for example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the previous hadith that I mentioned to you about the throne of Allah. What the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "All my servants, I had forbidden oppression upon you, and I forbid you to oppress one another, so do not oppress one another." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did mention attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah did not mention in the Quran al-Kareem. Or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. So we understand Allah Azza wa Jalla through the understanding of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also understand that Allah Azza wa Jalla through His creation. Through His creation. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is out there. And this beautiful, outstanding creation of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, the natural creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you see above you from the heavens and the skies, and what you are walking on, and you see the rivers, and you see the seas and the oceans, and you see the mountains, and you see the trees, and you see the forests, and you see the desert, and you see yourself as the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who created all this? Out of nothing. Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this creation, not just for you to enjoy the creation of Allah, and there's nothing wrong for you to enjoy the creation of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created His creation for you to reflect upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better. Allahu Akbar. Look how beautiful the skies are. Look how beautiful the sun is. Look how beautiful the moon is. Look how beautiful the earth is. Look how beautiful the mountains are. Look how beautiful the rivers are. Look how beautiful the ocean is. Allahu Akbar. This is all the creation of the Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is magnificent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazing. So you look into the creation of Allah to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the true character of a believer. You reflect and you look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just to entertain yourself and say, wow, that's a beautiful scenery. That's a beautiful scene. That's a beautiful thing. Alhamdulillah, yes, enjoy it. Swim in it. Walk over it. Drive on it. Do whatever you need to do. But at the end of the day, subhanak, how beautiful is the creation of Allah. Reflect upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, those that look at the creation of Allah azza wa jalla, those that ponder upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand Allah azza wa jalla, to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the creation of Allah azza wa jalla is out there for you to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know Allah azza wa jalla. If this is the creation of Allah, has the Creator. If this is the beautiful creation of Allah, how beautiful is the Creator. If this is the amazing creation of Allah, how amazing is the Creator. If this is the strength of the creation of Allah, how strong is Allah? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this creation out of nothing. Kun fayakun, be happened. For you to build a house will take you months. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this universe? Kun fayakun, be it happened. That's it. Be skies, it happened. Be heavens, it happened. Be earth, it happened. Be a universe, it happened. Be a human being, it happened. Allah created the heavens and the earth and Adam, and what's on them in 6 days. Can you go and build a house in 6 days? You'll be lucky for you to build a room in 6 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the entire universe in 6 days. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? Did Allah azza wa jalla subcontract a building company? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get people to build it? Did Allah use the angels to build it? No, it was kun, be, it happened, and that's it. Allahu Akbar. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you look at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal and you reflect upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand Allah Azza wa Jal better, to have a better understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have a better understanding of your Creator. All this knowledge at the end of the day, not only just for you to understand Allah, to know Allah, and as much as you understand Allah and know Allah, it's always limited and it will never, ever, ever be nowhere near the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but all this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you at the end to do two things. Surrender to Him and connect yourself to Him. Surrender to him. Ya Allah, I surrender myself to you. Aslam to wajhi alladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard. Ya Allah, I surrender to you. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. I surrender to you. I want to connect myself to you. Subhanallah. This is why we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to surrender to him. And when you say surrender to him, not just in our lip service, Ya Allah, I surrender to you. No. It means surrender to you. It means, Ya Allah, I'll do whatever you want from me. I enslave myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word slave is a dishonorable word. The word slave is a dishonorable word to the creation. She's her slave. He's his slave. It's a dishonorable thing. Wallah, are you his slave? No. Even if it's your own mom, you're not going to accept it. But it's honorable when it's to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm the slave of Allah. I take pride in that. Who takes pride? Wallah, I'm the slave to Mike or Jack. Or I'm the slave to Aisha. No one likes that. I'm not slave to anyone, but I'm slave to Allah. I take pride in that. I take pride in being the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word slave is a dishonorable word or a dishonorable description for you to slave yourself to the creation. But it's honorable when you enslave yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to surrender to him. To say, Ya Allah, I surrender to you. That's it. I'm powerless without you. I'm ignorant without you. I've got no strength without you. I surrender to you. And therefore, connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect yourself. Get closer to Allah azza wa jal by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by understanding Allah azza wa jal. Get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by surrendering yourself to Allah azza wa jal. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets and the messengers, they were the closest ones to Allah. Why? For one reason. Not because they were prophets and messengers, because they understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone else. That's why they were the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophets and messengers are the closest human beings to Allah azza wa jal because they understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, which made them to be infallible, sinless, because there's no way that someone like a prophet and messenger that understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and again, even prophets and messengers, their understanding of Allah is limited because they're human beings at the end of the day. Their understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them get closer to Allah azza wa jal. It makes it impossible for someone like a prophet and a messenger to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the more you know Allah, the more you understand Allah, the more you love Allah, the more you surrender yourself to Allah, the more you become conscious of not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you become conscious of not disobeying Allah azza wa jal. So knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important. How do we know Allah azza wa jal? Through the words of Allah, through the words of Muhammad, through the creation of Allah. So when you're on your holiday, for example, and you're looking around and saying, MashaAllah, what a beautiful scenery. What a beautiful mountain. What a beautiful greenery. What a beautiful this. What a beautiful that. Alhamdulillah, it's beautiful. Enjoy it. Camp there. Live in there. Do what you want to do in there. But at the end of the day, subhanak. Glory be to you, Allah. Look at this beautiful creation. If this is beautiful, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya the most beautiful. If this is amazing, Ya Allah, Ya the most amazing. If this is good, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya the greatest of all good. Ya Allah this, Ya Allah that. Reflect upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look at the creation of Allah azza wa jalla. Understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the Sharia teaches us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum for them to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better through every event, even during the eclipse. What did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do while everyone else was looking at the sun? Looking, it's a moon eclipse. Or sun eclipse, lunar eclipse, or solar eclipse. People look around, people are petrified. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam connect them back to Allah. Connect yourself to Allah through this eclipse. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla is the one that's controlling this eclipse. And now you are petrified when you see a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse. Then remind yourself what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do in the hereafter. So now Allah through the book of Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not Allah through the creation of Allah. And you are one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not Allah azza wa jal. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, within your own souls, don't you ponder? Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through you. Who created you? Who put you together? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal is the one that created you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that put you together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that made you exist on the face of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that's controlling everything around you. Subhanallah, simple virus that we can't even see. We can't even see. Look what it did to the entire world. It crumbled the entire world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Who is the one that runs the affairs of mankind? Allah azza wa jal. Who controls this world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're in the hands of Allah. I'm in the hands of Allah and everyone else and everything else. I'm in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah runs him the way he wants, in any way that he wants, in any form that he wants, in every single way that he wants, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are powerless without Allah Azza wa Jalla. I'm powerless without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we need Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the first thing that we need to do is surrender. Surrender to Allah. Aslam to wajhiya lillah. Ya Allah, I surrender myself to you. That's why we are called Muslims. Not because Allah, Muslims or Muslims sounds good. No, we are Muslims because we truly surrender ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We surrender ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal, not because Allah, I'm praying and I'm fasting. I surrender my heart and my soul and my mind to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have full submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. I surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. I surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, the concept of submission is not just on the tongue. The concept of submission is full action. Ya Allah, I surrender to everything that you say. I surrender to everything that you ordain upon me. And I surrender to everything that you decree. Surrendering to Allah. So knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part and parcel of our lives. We need to know Allah Azza wa Jal better. And as I mentioned before, as much as you try and know or understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is as much as that you don't really know Allah Azza wa Jal. But there's room for us to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. There's room for us to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better. There's room for us to have a better understanding of Allah Azza wa Jal. So my sisters in Islam, take this lesson as a lesson for us to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his book, learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the creation of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who know Allah, understand Allah, and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And this salam is to our sisters online.